and we have some lovely photos of people in their wheelchairs and a lady called Cherry Lewis, who has a group at National Camp in this photo. And she writes, "They play such a vital part." Cherry Lewis is another of those behind-the-scenes people who play such a vital part in the National Camp each year. It all started 7 years ago when Cherry, who is a teacher at Carlson School for Children with Disabilities, felt it laid on her heart to bring some of the children to National Camp. There were a number of issues to overcome. Could she get the school van? She would need a driver for the van. Would the parents be prepared to come up with the finance? The parents would naturally worry about the care for their child. Could she convince them that the camp had all the setup to allay their fears? Despite all these, she persevered and has continued to do this each year. Cherry remembered vividly one of these occasions. Before this camp, there were three major issues. 1. My dog was sick. 2. I didn't have a second driver. And 3. There weren't enough buddies for the children. Driving along, I saw that there was something written at the back of the car in front, but I was too far back to read it. At the lights, I came up behind the car and was easily able to make out the words, "Relax. God has it all in control." It hit me so forcibly, I felt as though I was being thrown back through the car. I thought, how could I ever doubt after that? Within 24 hours, my dog had recovered. I had the required buddies, and had it said, "Have faith," I would still have been stressed, as it's often not easy to carry that out. But when it said, "Relax," I thought, that's something I can do. It is achievable. Another time, I had such a need for two strong Polynesian men to help with a particular boy. At the end of the year function, I spotted such a person, good physique and obviously very strong. I approached him. He came, and not just that, he brought an equally strong friend. Praise God. There are so many blessings I received. The families are so appreciative. They realize their children have been loved and cared for. For children who don't normally go on school excursions, it is such a huge experience. They talk about it for ages after. Some come up to me in the playground and keep asking, "When is the next camp?" Finally, I must pay tribute to the school and the principal for allowing the use of the van and continuing with it.